USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the United States is entirely conceivable this fall. Testifying by video call to a Senate hearing, the NIH veteran said states reopening too quickly could make that outbreak worse.
If that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney's contradicting President Trump's claims about success in making more virus testing available, saying he finds the U.S. testing record, as Romney puts it, nothing to celebrate whatsoever. U.S. cases have now exceeded 1,350,000, with more than 80,000 deaths from the virus. Some Democrats in the House are not ready to back a new coronavirus stimulus package yet. Progressive leaders say they need more time to go over the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking. And he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he was an avid learner. And he's always researching. And he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate says he's pleading with President Trump to listen to the science before agreeing to reopen the country. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, speaking to reporters at the Capitol yesterday, saying that the president needs to listen to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
President Trump, listen to Dr. Fauci. Follow science, not your ego. Get this done, and we'll all be better off.
Forecasters say the first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season could hit Florida and the Bahamas this weekend. Actually, ahead of the season, as the National Hurricane Center says, there's a 50% chance that a storm could develop in the next 5 days, which would be weeks before the official Atlantic hurricane season starts on the 1st of June. Bigamy has been decriminalized in Utah, a new law taking effect that reduces the penalty for bigamy from 5 years in prison to a $5,000 fine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Special elections in Wisconsin and California looking good for Republicans. The GOP held the seat that former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy vacated last year as State Senator Tom Tiffany beat Democrat Tricia Zunker. In Southern California's 25th Congressional District special election, Republican Mike Garcia holds a 56-44% lead over Democrat Christy Smith in a bid to retake a seat that was held by former first-term Democratic Representative Katie Hill. Kara Eastman won the Democratic primary in Nebraska's 3rd District, and she'll now challenge Republican Congressman Don Bacon. The mother of a Georgia man who was shot and killed while jogging says the men charged with his death deserve to be executed. In an interview with TMZ, Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says she would like to see Travis and Gregory McMichael sentenced to death, and she said that because her son died, they should as well. Arbery was shot and killed while simply jogging by a home in Brunswick, Georgia in February. And a restaurant in Virginia plans to fill all of its tables when it reopens this weekend while still maintaining social distancing. The Inn at Little Washington will seat groups of mannequins to make the 3 Michelin star restaurant feel full. The chef says he's always had a thing for mannequins because they never complain about the food. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.